Good morning, this is Ambie from Gospel Talk. I'm speaking to you from Sydney, Australia. We had a bit of a gale last night, or cyclone or tornadoes, as they're called in other parts of the world, with our roaring 40s weather at this time of the year. It can be pretty spectacular. We have lots of lightning and the sky lights up like I've never seen anywhere else, so it's pretty amazing when that happens. But it's a calm morning. It's a good analogy for us sometimes, you know. We weep at night, but joy comes in the morning, as God says. So things pass, this too shall pass. And with that, I'm just going to have a chat with you this morning about the Daniel fast that we're currently doing, the 28-day Daniel fast. We're up to day 8, and so far, so good. And I'm praying that for you too, that you're the people that are listening that are doing the fast alongside at the moment are receiving good instruction through Instagram and posting up some info there, and just practical tips and some Bible passages to encourage you along the way. I'd like to ask you to reflect upon what you're fasting about and what God has revealed so far. Physically, are you struggling with the fast, or are you just really championing through this morning? How are you going with the fast, and what are your main objectives in this fast? Did you choose something specific, or are you allowing just God to guide you? Because I've noticed along the way through fasting and with other people that I know that do, that God reveals so much during this time. God likes it when we're looking after our temples and, not eating meat and not eating sugar or any junk, or if you're fasting from something in particular. I am encouraging people through this fast to eat clean, no sugar, no dairy, no meat, water. You can have things like ginger tea if it's fresh ginger and you chop it up and put it in a little steeper. You can have turmeric lattes, which are just, turmeric's very good anti-inflammatory, but also you can use almond or coconut milk or rice milk if you like it, or oat milk. There are lots of alternatives, cashew milk that we can use, and you can have cashew cheese, because it's just anything that's really just straight out of the ground that God has provided for us. Amazing food that God has provided for us. That there are some incredible people that are gifted, that he's gifted to create amazing food from these amazing sources that God has provided for us straight out of the ground. So while you're eating clean, it cleanses your temple. Our body is a vessel, a temple that we house the Holy Spirit in, and our soul resides. And, to eat clean allows us our spirit to be clear. We can hear God more clearly, and mind to be more disciplined, because we're disciplining what we're doing. We're watching what we're eating, and we're becoming aware of what we're doing. Why are we doing it? Then we can ask God for more revelation in that respect. So it gets deeper and deeper down, and then he just reveals so much through dreams through this time usually, or through signs and wonders. So I pray that you're having those experiences too. And our body is then cleansed as well. So you're feeling lighter. Of course, at the beginning, if you eat sugar and drink coffee and tea, you're going to have those withdrawals. And sugar is highly addictive. So don't be surprised if you're feeling pretty rubbish the first few days, with headaches and just irritability and all that kind of thing, because you are withdrawing from something that's been releasing lots of dopamine into your system rather than allowing the natural way and a God-given way to receive his joy. So I'll ask you, how is this working for you so far? And really go deep into the source of things, but in a gentle way, and allow God to release and give you grace during this time too. And if you fall off the wagon, it's so easy to actually make it a slip up during this time, because we're so in tune to doing stuff automatically. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just go, okay, I noticed I did that then. I'll just be more mindful next time I'll get back on track. And just, this is about disciplining your mind through the word. Keep reading the word during this time. If you slip off the mark, pray to God about it and see what's revealed there too. But I'm always here. If you want to ask questions, you can leave me a message here, or you can write to me at ambi@ambilong.com. That's ambi@ambilong.com. You can send me an email there, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have in that respect. And so before I go today, I've actually got a Bible passage from Daniel to read to you. And I'm going to create a meditation around certain aspects of Daniel. I have a website coming up soon, around May. And so I'll have all these kinds of things on the website for you to access. I'll have a lot of Christian content, mainly Christian content, that's free, and it's only via tithes that it will be supported. So I appreciate if you do tithe toward that. However, it's free for you to access any time. There will be a lot of content on Christianity, how to meditate on the Word, how to pray, lots of helpful, and lots of YouTube vlogs coming up too, and we'll have some live vlogs for you too, so you'll be able to ask me questions as they arise. So that'll be fantastic. I want to be here for you on your Christian journey, on your Messianic Christian journey, if you've come from Jewish background too. But whatever background, we are all children of God, and we're all one in Christ. So, as Paul said, it doesn't matter where you're from, we're all one in Christ. And that's just the amazing beauty of Christ's gift to us, which I'm so grateful for. So in saying that, I will read on. So this is from Daniel. If you've got your Bible, it's Daniel 2, 19 to 23. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what is asked of you. For you have made known to us the king's demands." That was Daniel 2:19 to 23. Praise God. Amen. So I ask you to read through that today, and just consider what this fast means and how the fast works, because I believe that this passage really helps reflect. Daniel is speaking to God in a way that we would want to be doing that as well, but he's grateful and he's aware that wisdom comes from God and things change, come and go, but God is ever stable and ever present, and he reveals things to us when we're faithful toward him. So I pray that this new day does the same for you, and no matter what, we know that he loves you. So God bless you and keep you, and have an amazing day. Catch you next time. Ciao.